3, 2, 1.
Hi everyone, it's Sarah Lee on Delta FM 90.2, the radio of the LP2I in Jeune-Éclin. Today in the radio broadcast Comenius, we will talk about the different schools of the students who participate in this project. The class Second C is participating in this project. For this radio broadcast, we have here Lou, who's from France.
Hello.
Sophie and Nikki from Germany.
Hi.
And Caroline and Julia from Sweden.
Hi.
Hi.
They're all gonna talk about their school and we'll compare them. The name of the schools are the LP2I, Rothmer Gymnasium, Falkenberg Gymnasium Skola. First, Caroline and Julia from Sweden will talk about their schools.
Yeah. Our school, Falkenberg Gymnasieskola, is located in the center of our town, Falkenberg. Our school was originally an old factory, but in the beginning of the 1970s, it was remade as a school.
What about Germany?
Our school is located in Laufen, a small town at the border to Austria. It is dedicated to a famous Baroque artist called Rothmeier. It is parted in three wings, connected in the middle, and separate building for sports and a wide place all around the school building.
The LP2I is a high school on the Teleport 5 of the Technopole of Futuroscope in Jeune-Éclin, next to Poitiers. It has opened in September 87. Before 2007, it was a high school pilot innovant, but since 2007, it also became innovant. And it became member of the Federation of Schools Public Innovant. Since 2008, the LP2I received Chinese students and spread these students in the different classes of SIGINT. Its shape is in delta and circle.
Caroline and Julia, how much students are there in your school in Sweden?
We have almost 1,500 students in our school and around 250 teachers. We have a main building and several other buildings spread out around the school area. Yep.
And Germany?
We're about 700 students and 60 teachers. The students at our school are at the age of 10 to 18 years. At first, they're all together in elementary school up to the fourth grade. Then they have to choose which school they want to go. There are the Hauptschule, Realschule, and the Gymnasium, which is just for the best.
The LP2I is little. There are 500 students and 60 teachers. But we have a very good ambience. All the people feel good.
Germany, what can you tell us about the subject you study?
At our school, the Rothmeier Gymnasium, you can choose between a linguistic gymnasium and a science-based gymnasium. And after the 10th grade, you can choose several subjects you don't want to have anymore. And the subjects that are left are important for the final exams, and that's the Abitur in Germany.
In Sweden, it depends how many subjects you have, depending on which program you're in, and also in which grade you're in. We have around 7 to 8 subjects, and English, Swedish, math, sport, natural science, and social studies are obligated. At our high school, we only have 3 grades, and it's called first grade, second grade, and third grade.
In France, there are several grades. In the first year, the second. In the second year, the premier, and in the last year, the terminal. They are also BTS students. In LP2I, we can study the Chinese in option, and in second language after the English, we study the Spanish or the German. Of course, we study the French, the history, the math, the physics, chemistry, etc.
Germany, do you have a special, specific things in your school and some events?
Yeah, special for our school is that there are a lot of activities in the afternoon, like piano, choir, orchestra, sports, etc., which you can join and you don't have to pay for it. And of course, you don't get any grades, it's just for fun.
Is it the same in Sweden or is it different?
Each year, the students in the third grade get to go to a prom, yeah. In the science program, they have a formal dinner every winter called the Nobel Ball, where the students get different prizes for different performances.
That's interesting, because we don't have any prom at our school. There's just one for the graduated pupils who pass their A-levels. We have just a little party for every student and at the end of the year.
In LP2I, all years, since the 20 years of the high school, the LP2I receives students with different nationalities during the international week, and we have to the GPO. And during this today, we present the our project that we did in ACF.
Okay, thank you everyone. I think that's all, and see you later.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
Bye.